You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Yes, Alex Mearns here from The Football Hour. This is The Football Hour. And I've just got to say thank you for listening. I love you. You listen every week. You love the show. And I'm going to give you something back. I know you like this one, so I'm going to give it to you. Hello and welcome to Pick of the Goss. Oh yes, football friends. You thought it was going to go, but it's back. It's returned. This trendy feature is about the BBC Gossip Column. The BBC Gossip Column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculatione from the football world. And I know, I know, and you know, every morning you get into work, you respond to them nagging emails from Neil in IT, asking about how you've somehow broken work's laptop again. Leave me alone, Neil. It's not my fault I keep spilling coffee on the MacBook Pro. It simply isn't. So I've got to respond to them emails with a broken laptop because I spilled coffee on it. But then, after you've responded to all that and the laptop's fixed, you have a decision to make. Should you crack on with some proper work, you know, the work that you get paid for, or should you waste 10 minutes scrolling? Oh, that brilliant, brilliant column we like to call the BBC Gossip Column. As I said, football friends, I know, and you know, you always pick the Gossip Column, don't you? The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I would do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC Gossip Column. Oh yeah. So, football hour friends, are you ready, Goss Pickers? Because here is the top 10. In at number 10, the stars say Arsenal, Liverpool, Tottenham, AC Milan and Inter Milan are interested in signing Barca's Rafinha. 9 in the charts, the Mirror state Everton's Kevin Morales is really sad after the club denied him a move back to former side Olympiacos. At 8, the Leicester Mercury tell us Man United were not the mystery club who made a late bid to sign Leicester winger Riyad Mahrez. Straight in at 7 in the charts, the Mirror men's state Wenger has admitted he considered quitting Arsenal before signing the 2-year contract this summer, but now insists the Gunners can still win the title this season. Highest new entry at 6, the big journos at the Croydon Advertiser say Bakary Sanya is moving to Crystal Palace. Into the top 5, the Man Evening News state Eric Dyer insists he had no intention of asking for a transfer request amid summer speculation from Manchester United. Oh yes, oh yes. At 4 and down 2 spots, the Express announced Man United will return for Anton Griezmann in January for £184 million. They'll just check the back of the sofa for that, won't they? Up 10 place this week into number 3, the Guardians of the Football Galaxy at The Guardian state Wenger did submit a £92 million bid for Thomas Lemar from Monaco. Our number 2 hits. The Daily Star boys at The Daily Star say Ross Barkley will sign for Tottenham in January. And our number one goss is the Express. Express the views. Lionel Messi is said to be considering his future at Barca following the departure of his mate Neymar and the club's failure to sign the likes of Philippe Coutinho and Angel Di Maria. Big deep breath, Alex Mearns. There we go, there was your pick of your goss. Pick of the goss. Why do I sometimes do a Geordie accent when I'm doing that? Why? I've got to ask you, football friends, have you noticed that? I'll go, and our number one gossip is, why do I do that? I don't remember a Geordie ever doing Pick of the Pops, but you can tell me if he did. I don't know. I'm not old enough, sadly. But that was good. That was good, that Pick of the Goss, wasn't it? Right. We're going to analyse our Pick of the Goss chart show countdown and see if any of these rumours, any of these stories, have got any fact to them. So, The Daily Star, well, there's a paper with loads of facts, say Arsenal, Liverpool, Spurs, AC Milan, Inter Milan are interested in signing Barca's Rafinha. Right, okay. Good player. Been injured for about a year now. I think he did his knee in, completely bust it. So we are waiting to see his return for Barca. So how do we know that all them clubs are in for a player who's not even been playing for 12 months? We know it's not true because it's from the Daily Star. So we move to number 9 in the charts and we see if this one's real. This is funny, this. Get on this. Kevin Morales is really sad after the club denied him a move back to former side Olympiacos. Well, Kevin, you get paid very handsomely at Everton. You might not be playing, but there's reasons for that. You've got a stinking attitude. You think you're better than most players at Everton. You're not. And coming out with quotes like that, I'm really sad. You're a grown man. You're a big boy, Kevin. I saw this picture of Kevin Morales going to training and he had an orange Rolls Royce. You are really sad if you have an orange Rolls Royce. Saying that, I would have an orange Rolls Royce if someone gave me an orange Rolls Royce. It's quite hard to say orange Rolls Royce. Right, yeah, Kevin Morales is sad. Well, I don't know. Get back to playing well and you'll get back in the Everton team and you won't be sad anymore. That's a good idea, Alex Mearns. You should be like a psychiatrist to footballers. I know, I'm wasted. Absolutely wasted in radio. Right, number 8. The Leicester Mercury. Oh, the big papers. We talk about the big papers here on Pick of the Goss. I love you boys at the Leicester Mercury. Good work. They're saying Man United were not the club who were after Riyad Mahrez. It is mad that Riyad Mahrez is not gone. But I want to give Riyad Mahrez, because I know he's a big fan of the Football Hour. He loves listening to the Football Hour, even though at the start of the summer I did laugh off his move to Barcelona. But I want to give you a big round of applause. You are one of the players who have been in transfer speculation throughout the summer, but you've just knuckled down. You did put a transfer request in, but you've knuckled down, you've trained, and you've played well for Leicester. Funny enough, Philippe Coutinho, he wants to move to Barcelona. Oh, I got a bad back. Oh, I can't play. All right, transfer window closes. You go to Brazil and you're playing and scoring. Oh, your back's all right. Alexis Sanchez finally gets told you're staying. Oh, I'll play against Liverpool. Not that he played very well, but none of the Arsenal players did, as we know. Man United, could they have done with Mahrez? I think this lad is quality, Mahrez, and I think someone should have picked him up. I don't think Leicester were asking for too much, I say. About 40 mil, I think it would have been worth it. If people are going for Lamar for 97, well, we'll come on to that. Straight in at 7. The Mirror saying Wenger thought about quitting. Well, didn't every single Arsenal fan think about you quitting, Arsene Wenger? This is a horrible cycle Arsenal are in. But he still says he thinks you can win the title. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Right. Can they win the title? No. Not from the performances I've seen this season. No, not at all. No. Sorry, Arsenal fans. But you sort of know that already, don't you? Into number 6. The Croydon Advertiser say Bakary Sagna is moving to Crystal Palace. I'm not sure he's the guy who's going to help De Boer get out of this sticky patch he's in. It sounds like De Boer is about to get the chop. Right, into the top 5. Oh, you've got to laugh at these ones. Eric Dier insists he had no intention of asking for a transfer request amid summer interest of Man United. Isn't it amazing how many players say, no, I didn't think about moving. Me? Moving? No. Tottenham? Oh, never. Man United? No, I never even heard of Man United. You're a liar, Eric Dier. I know you listen to the show. I know you like listening to it on the bus to matches. So, you know I'm a good mate of yours, Eric. But I've got to say this. Once the transfer window closes, it's amazing how many footballers say, nah, I wasn't interested about moving. Because, obviously, they've got to stick at their clubs. Right, at 4, Man United. They're moving on from Eric Dier. And they're going to splash the cash on Antoine Griezmann in January for a whopping $184 million. What a player. Antoine Griezmann is a player. But he's not going to move in January. I can't see it moving in January. He will not disrupt Atletico Madrid season that much to move in Jan. What have we got now? Are the Guardian saying that they are confirming Arsene Wenger submitted a 92 mil bid for Thomas Lamar? This is idiotic. Absolutely idiotic. Right, you're expecting a young lad to move from Monaco for £92 million. You're offering him a five-year deal and you're giving him less than 5 hours to make the decision. And do you know what else Thomas Lamar was doing that evening? He was playing for his national side. It's not fair. If he's playing football for his national team, to go and whack a bid down like that. This poor lad's got to make a life decision in a matter of minutes. Arsenal and Arsene Wenger, you've had all summer to make bids like that, and you haven't. You bottled it. So don't be doing it on the last day of the season. It doesn't look big, and the whole football world's laughing at you at the moment. Right, on number two in the pick of the goss, the Daily Star say Ross Barkley will return to Tottenham in January. Well, I didn't think Ross Barkley should be moving anywhere. These guys have got to pass a medical. He's got a torn hamstring. How's he doing that? Tottenham could have done with him if he was fit. Apparently the move to Chelsea fell through because Ross Barkley was at Chelsea. He tries to ring Antonio Conte to ask him what position he's going to play in Chelsea's team. Antonio Conte's phone's off. So that move broke down. And Messi, this is the big story. Messi is said to be considering his future at Barca after the club failed to get Coutinho and Di Maria and let Neymar go. Messi has got 1 year left on his deal. Can you imagine Messi leaving Barca? Neymar, maybe. You can see it. But Messi? No, I can't see it. Can you? Can you, football friends? Oh, I don't know. Right, that was Pick of the Goss. This is the Football Hour.